Marcus fought in his bed. Pharaoh had an uneasy night. He had a dream that pinned him to his seats with fright. No one knew the meaning of the dream. What to do, whatever could it mean? Then some lively lad said, I know of a bloke in jail who is hot on dreams, could explain old Pharaoh's tale. Pharaoh said, fetch this Joseph man. I need him to help me if he can. Poor, poor Pharaoh, what you gonna do? Dreams are haunting you, hey, what you gonna do? Poor, poor Pharaoh, what you gonna do? Dreams are haunting you, hey, what you gonna do? Chained and bound, afraid, alone. Joseph stood before the throne. My service to Pharaoh has begun. Tell me your pride. Mighty one. I was wandering along the banks of the river when seven fat cows came out of the Nile. Ha ha ha. And right behind these five healthy animals came seven other cows that were skinny and wild. Ha ha ha. And the thin cows ate the fat cows, which I thought would do them good. Ha ha ha. Why did it make them fatter like such a monster supper? Think I were as slim as they had ever been. This dream has got me baffled. Hey Joseph, what does it mean? Now you know that kings are stupid, but I don't have a clue. So don't be cruel, Joseph. Help me now, I beg of you. And I was standing doing nothing in a field out of town when I saw seven beautiful ears of corn. Ha ha. They were right, they were golden, but you guessed it right behind them. There were seven other ears that were tattered and torn. Ha ha. Then the bad corn ate the good corn and they came up from behind. Yes, they did. But Joseph hears the punchline, it's really gonna blow your mind. The bad corn was as bad as it had ever been. This dream has got me all shook up. Treat me nice and tell me what it means. Hey, 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 Joseph, won't you tell poor Pharaoh what does it mean?